Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to At Ease Wellness with Centria Dorsey. I will be having a special guest today. Her name is Kiana Dabney Taylor. She is the owner of Churchology in Raleigh, North Carolina. Just some things I want to remind everyone about before we get started. And that is that At Ease is located in Baltimore, Maryland. It's at 6401 Hawford Road, and then the other location is 1252 Sargent Street. So you have an option at either of those locations for services. Our number is 443-204-2251. And this being Wednesday is the jam sessions we have here in Baltimore. Take the time to find out where you can go today for the jam sessions. Home Slice is no longer having them every Wednesday. It's only on the first Wednesday of each month. And then you have Germano's on Sundays. Open jam starts, the house band starts at 7. And open play generally starts around 8 p.m. And then you also have Marie Louise Bistro on Tuesdays right now for a jam session for all the jazz lovers out there. And that starts around 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock. So just to continue, that's how we get a hold of Ms. Taylor. I just wanted to remind everyone about my book. It's called Purge. We had a book signing on Cinco de Mayo on May 5th that was very successful with the conversation. I am going to take some time and go on ahead and post a little bit of the conversation that was had on that so that you guys can chime in, add your thoughts. I just want to share with you the direction that things are going with this, and I'm really excited about it. So I'm going to keep you informed with that also. But I want you to think about right now is when you hear the word purge, what do you think of? Take the time to hit me up, inbox me, and let me know what your responses are to you that on Facebook, okay? So when you think of purge, when you hear the word purge, what do you think of? What is your response to that? And then is it an internal process you think of, or external process, or a combination of both? So what was discussed at the second signing in the most detail had to do with the processes people go through when they are faced with situations or individuals that cause them to be in a state of discomfort, and taking note of what that is and what their response is, and then taking that information and using it to shape a way of developing new skills to cope with situations that are unpleasant to them. So I don't want to go too far into that further without giving you guys the context, which is some of the audio. So again, I can't wait to share that with you guys. I'm going to try one more time to get our guest on, and if she's not available, then we will just pick up this segment at a later time. And I want to thank everyone who has taken the time to get on today, to listen in today. And thank you for taking that time. And I want you to know that your time is valuable to me, and I appreciate you being here. So it's the one thing I've learned in life is to always be flexible. So that is what we are going to do today. We're going to put that into practice and stay flexible, remain flexible. Just a little bit of background for Kiana that I do know, that she is my sister. So I can tell you guys that she did go to school. She started her cosmetology journey at Mergenthaler Vocational Technical High School here in Baltimore, Maryland, in 1991, graduated class 1995, and since then she has been continuing in that field. She never changed fields, unlike myself, who have tried new things over the years. She has stayed committed to being a cosmetologist, and so she is quite excellent at what she does. She studies fervently. She knows the product that she's using. You can ask her anything about any product that she's using. She has her hands on it, and she's going to know it inside and out. So if you're listening down in the Raleigh area, take the time to stop past the salon, have a conversation with Kiana, get to know her and her staff. I think you will be pleasantly surprised and blessed by your interaction. Her salon is located at 4423 St. James Church Road in Raleigh, and the zip code is 27604. That's 4423 St. James Church Road, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604. And the number at the salon is 984-233-5115. That's 984-233-5115. And then you also have 919-522-3467 as a backup. And their hours of operation are Monday through Sunday. So they're open every day. Monday's hours of operation is, and Tuesday are 9 to 6. Wednesday is 9 to 7. Thursday and Friday is 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday is 8 a.m. to 5. And Sunday is 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you need your hair done any day of the week, they are able to accommodate you with that flexible schedule like that. And just to also let you know, you have $10 off your first service there with them. All right, so this is Centrea. I'm signing off now, and we will pick up this conversation at a later time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your ears. Thank you for your attention. And I hope that you will take the time to stop in to the salon in Raleigh, North Carolina. Kiana Dabney Taylor is the owner and is also an operator. Thank you. Have a great day. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yes. We got her, guys. We got her. She's on. I just gave everyone your hours of operation. I gave them your address, and I let them know you have $10 off of your first service. And they also were given your phone numbers. So is there a website also, or other social media that anyone can use to access, get information from you guys?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. I said, is there any other media that you're using where people can access you to get information about your salon?
Oh, yeah.
The, yeah.
Yeah, we have a Facebook. We have a Facebook
mm-hmm.
page.
Mm-hmm.
It's Trichology Hair Salon LLC. It's on Facebook, and then we have we do have Google, and we have Yelp.
Okay. And is Trichology not Trichology?
No, it's Trichology. It's the study of the hair and scalp.
Right. Okay. So the H is silent.
Yes.
Okay. So I knew it was the study of the hair and scalp. and I was very, like, impressed when you chose that title for the salon because of that, because to me that also shows another level of professionalism on your part
mm-hmm.
in letting people know exactly what your focus is with hair care. So what is the number one thing you've come across to date where scalp care is concerned? Because a lot of times people, they want their hair to be beautiful, but they don't understand that it starts at the scalp. So what is the biggest issue you come across?
I'm going to say protective styling and understanding that it has to be a certain type of maintenance with protective styling. You don't want to like, mm-hmm. let the hair get dry. You want to make sure it's clean. And also, it's based on how fast your hair grows,
mm-hmm.
how oily your skin naturally is. All of that plays in your maintenance and how often you have to get protective style maintenance or shampoo. Some people have scalp disorders, which means you wouldn't be able
mm-hmm.
to keep certain styles as long as other people. Then you have people that don't have any scalp issues who can keep them a lot longer because they don't need to cleanse their scalp as, you know, as often as some other people.
Okay. So you mentioned about the skin. So is it is most people's hair, I should say their scalp, generally in the same condition as their face skin? Or
no.
Okay.
Some people are, everybody is very different. So I hate to generalize
mm-hmm.
because everybody's
mm-hmm.
body is different. And you can have issues
mm-hmm.
going on with your scalp if you don't have going on with your face. Some people, depending on the condition,
mm-hmm.
it can bleed onto your face like an eczema or psoriasis or certain types of dermatology. Certain disorders will bleed onto your face. But I would say yes.
Okay.
But other disorders don't bother your, you know, might not bother your face at all. It just depends on the person.
Okay. So just because your face is combination skin doesn't mean that your scalp is oily or otherwise. So still treat them completely separately unless you have something like eczema, psoriasis,
right.
something along those lines.
Okay. Right.
Okay. So what led you to decide to actually open your own salon after all this time in the industry?
Mostly just something I always wanted to do. Just waited until I was finished raising my children so that I could devote enough time to them and not have the responsibilities of the salon. It's very different to work for yourself than it is to just to open an actual business. It's a different type of responsibility. You have more things you have to look after. So it's very different. So I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to wait until I actually could devote the time to those things.
Okay. So what are some of the challenges that you are faced with on a daily basis? You made the time room for it, but what are some of the things that you planned for, but you're finding that you have to restructure as you get deeper into the process now?
It's mostly time. That's the biggest mm-hmm. issue. It's hard to take care of the day-to-day responsibilities and still do hair. So that's probably mm-hmm. the biggest thing. It's a lot of paperwork you have to keep up with. Keeping up with employees, their records, different regulations, all the, you know, things that have to do with overhead. It's way less time that you okay. have to get all that stuff done because you're basically doing two jobs at one time.
Right. So even though you may take your last appointment at 6, 7, or 8 p.m. on your latest days, your day isn't really over until an hour to an hour and a half after those times, whatever time you guys finish, because you might have a client yourself, to coordinate and get everybody else's paperwork done also.
Yes. Well, and most of the times it's later than that because, you know, it's self-care. So sometimes it's just like mm-hmm. when you go to the doctor. You come, you might think you need one service, and then that service might need to turn into something else. Mm-hmm. So even though you have appointment times, sometimes those appointment times change, so your finishing time will change. And, you know, we say mm-hmm. 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock, but, you know, especially closer to the weekend, we take people a lot later, which means we're finishing up a lot later. And then when you finish all that mm-hmm. stuff, yes, you do have to, you know, get your paperwork and stuff done. But, that time fluctuates a lot because it's a, you know, these type of services can change, you know, that day based on what the client needs.
Right. And so, like, and knowing that, and I am not a cosmetologist by any means mm-hmm. or any stretch. However, I have dabbled in doing the natural hair services. Mm-hmm. And so that alone, I mean, something that is supposed to only take 2.5 hours sometimes can take up mm-hmm. to 4 hours, and it's like, how do you then juggle? Like I said, I don't do that on any type of regular basis, and I have no desire to at this point. That is one thing I have found out. I have my muse points. Like, there are some people that are just a muse for me, and I can always do well with them. But to do it as a profession is something completely different, because what I've found is you guys are always in a creative space. Like, this is something that you stay in a creative space. I have moments of spontaneous creativity. So, like, yeah. And I have to be in that moment at that time. But to just say, oh, create this now. Yeah, okay. You give me here, do you have a schematic? Because then I'll create it.
Right.
But yeah, so like how does that work for you? Like, what is your process? Is there a process? And just knowing, like, okay, yeah, the person asked for this, but and today, even though I don't feel like doing this, how are you able to just like overcome that and just still give them the results that they're looking for?
Well, the most important thing is to evaluate what's best for them, because sometimes what they want is mm-hmm. not always what's best.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to build a relationship with your client so they trust you. And that helps you to determine, you know, if it's even going to be worth the effort. But if it can be achieved and it's good for them, then you just have to suck it up, because it's your business and you want to be the best at your business and you want to make sure that they leave out happy and pleased.
Right. But, like, where does that creative, like, flow come from? Like, when do you realize and know for a fact that, like, yeah, I can just literally, like, there's no off button? Or is there an off button?
I don't know. I just think that it comes. It comes. Your client mm-hmm. is your inspiration. You know their mm-hmm. lifestyle, their personality, their sense of style. That's where you gather, you know, your inspiration from, and that's how your creative juices are able to flow. Understanding your client is the most important thing. And then after that, I don't know. I've always been, I don't know, once I start on the head, I might even know the direction that we're going. Until after I get started, unless they have something specific that they want. Most of my clients kind of let me do my thing, which is a lot of fun. So I get a lot of creative flexibility. So that makes it easy for me. If I have a newer client, sometimes they'll have something specific. But most of the time, it just comes. I could just say I'm blessed. I don't know. it just comes. So it's just a gift that God gave me, and that's all I can, the only thing I can say.
Okay. So what is the process now? Because I know each state is different, just as they are with just about every licensing procedure. Is continuing education mandatory in North Carolina?
Yes.
Is the renewal process the same as it was when you were in Maryland?
I was able to transfer my license. The program in Maryland is a little bit more vigorous than the one down here, but they have different regulations here. So here you have to do CE hours, whereas when I was in Maryland, we didn't. Like, once you got your license, you had your license. Here you have to get continuing ed. You have to take continuing ed courses. And so you have been doing 20 years. Like, I'm pretty much finished. I wouldn't have to do CE courses, but I take them because I feel like if you're in the business, you need to keep up with what's going on in your industry. And I feel like in any industry, it's good to be well-versed and always be open to learn, because if you don't learn, you can't grow and you can't evolve with, you know, whatever trends is going on. And then someone might have a better method for certain things than you have, and it'll help you be more efficient. So that's very important, to always stay open to learning through education.
Okay. So see, I told you guys that she was well-versed in whatever she has in her hands. And as she just said, from the horse's mouth, she stays up on her continuing education. So again, if you're in the Raleigh area and you're looking for an excellent salon, stop in. Have a consultation. There's no fee for a consultation. Just go sit down, have a talk, and see where you are with your hair and scalp care, and see what you may need to change to get assistance with. And what line do you use there, and why do you use that line?
Okay, I have my main line is Influence. I like Influence. Influence is a pretty young company, but it is a Black-owned company. I do try to support Black business whenever possible. But I like it better than any of the lines that I've ever used, so that's why I use it right now. It's good for what I need to do here in North Carolina, especially because the water here is really bad. It makes your hair really dry, makes your skin and scalp dry. So they have different systems within their line that can help combat those concerns and, you know, just that dryness. They have a great honey almond shampoo. They have an awesome coconut shampoo and conditioner. All their shampoos, conditioners, and styling aids are great for your hair. It leaves it soft, bouncy, shiny, manageable, all of those things that you want when you're dealing with hair care. The representatives that come and bring us our products, they are professionals. They are timely, and that is another good thing, knowing that you're not going to be waiting around forever trying to get your products when it's not something, you know, that you can go to the store and get. So, you know, these are professional products that do wonders on the hair. The other line I use is Nairobi. I don't use a lot of their products, but I do have their foam. I love their foam. It works mm-hmm. great on relaxed and natural hair. You can style any type of hair with it, which I love. Any texture, it's great. It makes the hair shiny. It doesn't leave any residue, no flaking. So that's why I use that. But my main line is the Influence. I also use Rusk for color because I love Rusk hair color, especially on gray hair. It's a great line for gray mm-hmm. hair. It leaves the hair shiny. It doesn't leave it dull. Doesn't leave it dry. So I really, really love those three lines. But once again, Influence is my primary line.
Okay. And I love color. I absolutely adore color. So like with gray hair, when I was down there around the girls a lot, and so gray hair is like so resistant to everything. So with that rust color, do you have to do like two applications? Are you able to use a semi-permanent or a rinse and still achieve the depth of color that you're going for along with the tone? Or do you have to do like double applications or processes?
Oh, that just depends on the color service that the person is getting. So that's not a mm-hmm. blanket answer because that mm-hmm. all is based on each person. Anything in this industry is going to be personalized. Like, it's no way not to personalize. Mm-hmm. If you don't personalize it, you're not doing it right. Everybody's body is different. Uh-huh. Your hair, your scalp, all of that reacts mm-hmm. to different products differently. So you have to figure out how to use those products on that person and which products you need to use on the person.
Okay. That is good to know. So, because so many times, like even when you're talking about product education and continuing education and even like the conferences that they have, mm-hmm. that I know you remember at the convention center, they usually hold them. They will give information about their products and application, but nobody's ever really said flat out, you know, the application will be different for each one. It's always just a blanket. This is how you apply this, and this is the process and time for this. And that's it. You know, and of course, your strand touch. And that's it.
Right. Application is the new thing. Mm-hmm. It's basically what application. What I mean is figuring out what system you need to use. Like you mentioned semi permanent versus mm-hmm. permanent. You mentioned mm-hmm. double processing. Those are different things based on what that person gets. So it's a way to do all of that. It's a system to do each of those things. But you have to figure out which system is good for each person.
Mm hmm.
Like application is the same.
Mm-hmm. So better question then. If a person is getting a permanent color and you're using the rusk and they happen to be gray, mm-hmm. does the hair accept the color on after just one application?
Normally it does. If they have very mm-hmm. resistant hair, maybe sometimes you have to, you know, figure out if it's time for them to stop getting the color. Or sometimes you have to do a different formula for the color. Because eventually some people here stop the color altogether. You have to know your, you know, understand if that's what's going on or if you just need to change your formula.
And do hormones play a part in that?
Absolutely.
Become color resistant.
The number one thing, hormones are one of the number one reasons why we have all types of issues with our hair in general, especially if you're over 40.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Because your estrogen level control, if your hair is dry, if it's brittle, mm-hmm. All of that is, you know, controlled by your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you start having people, some people's hair starts, women start thinning the same way males would that from hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So normally if you have thinning in the top of your head, or the crown, I should say, top of the crown, that sometimes can be from hormones.
Okay.
Well, blood pressure medicine, different medications will cause your hair to fall out in certain areas, or become brittle or dry, certain areas as well.
Yeah. I know that there are a couple times we had people that it just was like you could never get their gray to brighten up, like no matter what we did, like it would work for everybody else. But then it was like, what in the world is going on? So, but what it was is just education and knowing what environment they were going back into once they left us. So it's like, why every time you come back, your hair looks like it was never brightened? Like, what is going on? So what are some tips you can give people that, it was never stripped of the dinginess. So not brightened as in highlighter was added. No highlighters were added. Just having all of the buildup removed, so that they have the nice, shiny, gorgeous gray hair, but then when they come back, it's like that was never happened. So, like, what are some of the things that people with gray hair can do to keep their gray hair looking great once they leave the salon? Like, what are some of the things that they can do, some of the things they need to avoid so that they don't lose the beauty of the gray?
You have to watch what kind of products you're putting on your hair. You have to watch the color that is in the product. Most products has some kind of color in it. So all you have to do is look on the back of the bottle and or the container, and it'll tell you what color is in it. If it has any kind of yellow or anything other than a violet or blue, don't put it in their hair. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be using it in their hair, because if your hair is light, especially if it's white, if your gray is mostly white, it's going to transfer that color. And that's what causes it to look dull, is when you start applying products that have, you know, all these different colors, and it's leaving a little bit of that color in the hair each time you apply it.
So the regular styling
oils, especially oils, not even just the styling products, like maintenance products, your oils.
Really?
A lot of oils have yellow or green in them. And so even when
I said for product marketing, so that it looks good on the shelf.
The actual product is whatever is when it's put together. Like, say you have a scalp oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some scalp oils have blue. Some of them have violet. Some of them have green. Some of them have yellow. So if they have a green or a yellow, that's going to cause your hair to have that cast in it. And so when you go to, especially if you put heat in it, it will show in the hair. So you want to make sure everything is clear, white, violet, or blue. Because those things will help the hair to
violet or blue.
But make sure it's a true white, because some of the white has yellow in it. So you have to really look, read your ingredients. It's in there. It's right in the back where the ingredients are. It'll let you know. And also watch your heat. If you're putting heat on your hair, watch your flat irons. Make sure that they're not turned up too high, because that causes a brown or yellow looking cast. It takes the, you know, it's not as shiny. It'll seal. If you put a product on that has one of those colors that makes it brown or yellow, you put that heat on top of it, it seals it in your hair. So you have to just be careful. If you're wearing it curly, say it's natural, you're wearing it curly, watch your styling aid, because a lot of them have different colors And if you have hard water or well water, that can change your gray hair as well.
Okay. And what are some of the other things that people may be doing that they don't realize is changing the color and or texture of their hair?
Other than the things I just mentioned, people that perspire a lot, sometimes you leave a almost like a sodium buildup in their hair.
Okay.
So that, you know, that can cause your hair to be really dry and brittle as well. If you're in certain environments where the environment is super dry, it'll dry your hair out. If you live in certain climates, that controls how your hair acts or responds to certain products. You have certain areas of the country where it's very humid, so your hair is going to always be absorbing moisture. So it causes the hair to swell, especially if you haven't already created a moisture balance. If you're in somewhere like Colorado or California, it's very dry. So you have to find ways to create a moisture balance in that climate as well. The climate, even in your home, makes a difference, because some people's houses are very dry and you have other people that have a lot of moisture. And that's going to, you know, affect the way your hair holds product, moisture, and style.
Okay. And one of the culprits I noticed was smoking, like people that smoke cigarettes.
Right. Same thing.
That's
here.
Like horrible. And, you know, they still want to know, why is my hair? Well, you know, you kind of got to quit doing that.
Right.
I think that was like the biggest one that was the one that I knew about. Because I see it. And not only that, but I mean, everybody wants their hair to smell good. And then that's not smelling good. So, but yeah. So that's a lot of information on there about gray. And then the rest of it applies in general that you gave. Because that's one thing I had never, ever truly considered was that there are dyes in your regular hair care, your everyday hair care regimen items. And I mentioned marketing because I know that a lot of times things that are placed on the shelf, it's like almost thinking of like food and preservatives. It's how long can I have this product look the same if it has to be on the shelf for up to 2 years. So that's why instantly that's where my mind went, and that's why I just blurted out marketing. Like, but with everything, there's a downside. And so the downside is people aren't, it's kind of creating a cycle. We need other products. So it just helps them sell more products.
Right.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay, so let me get my brain out that leap real fast. And so how many staff do you have there now to assist with?
It's only four of us right now.
Four is a good number.
Four of us right
now. Yeah. But four is good. Four is good. Do you plan on adding any other services, or are you guys always going to focus strictly on hair care?
Not at this location. I don't plan on adding any at this location.
Okay. So you're going to open another location?
I'm not sure yet. We're still working on this one, trying to get this one the way, you know, 100% efficient. So after I finish, you know, working all the kinks out for this, then we'll consider whether we're going to open up a new location or not.
Okay. And would that one be all of the add-ons, so the skin, all of the skin items, so, you know, your aesthetics and then the manis and pedis only if you did do that, or maybe hair
I'm
also?
Not it would mostly be hair. I'm not sure I want to get to like facials and things of that nature because of different regulations. So that's why we stick to, you know, hair.
Okay.
The hair and the scalp right now and, you know, styling.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we'll see what the future holds. You know, try not to get ahead of myself. You know, I want this to be what it's supposed to be first and then, you know, consider what other options we'll have.
Right. I do want to say thank you to your client for allowing you to do this interview while you're working. I truly appreciate that. So, yeah, because when I was trying to get through, I said, you know, I think she's probably working because that's when you contacted me, I was just finishing up working. So I totally get that. Is there anything that you want to convey to everyone about your salon or just your mission as far as what you do is concerned? Like, what is it that you want people to glean from being in your presence?
Want everybody to come in and have a great experience and get as much education out of their process when they're here. I like to try to teach all the clients about hair care because the more they know, the better their hair looks and they are able to keep it healthy when they're not at the salon. I think that education is very important. I think it's important that, you know, stylists take the time to educate their clients so that it's not just happening at the salon and they know how to follow up after they get their services at the salon. I think that's very important. I think consultations are very important. And just understanding your client's lifestyle is also very important. So, if you're looking for a professional salon, you're looking for a place where there's peace and tranquility and a friendly atmosphere where you can get along with, you know, everybody that walks in, drama-free. And so it's just a nice environment. It's a nice place so people can relax and talk, you know, and just fellowship with other women that are like-minded. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm.
All that makes
and
a difference.
That's really important.
You want to be relaxed, right? It's supposed to be your time to yourself, and self care is important. So you want to make it as enjoyable as possible.
Okay. So again, I know you mentioned you're on social media, on Facebook, on Instagram, and the others. Can you give people your handles for each of those social media sites? It's so that they can look you up.
Okay, it's just one of them. It's Facebook, and that one is Trichology Hair Salon LLC. Google is the same, Trichology Hair Salon LLC, and Yelp is Trichology Hair Salon LLC. So it's they're all
okay.
The same.
All the same. Okay, yeah. And then the Trichology is. Spell Trichology. Okay.
Right.
So remember when you are looking that up to type that completely out. And I'm sure that you will be very pleased with what you find. And all of the staff there is very knowledgeable. If you have a chance to pick Tim's brain, do so. He is full of hair trivia information and just information that you can use in general. And Lisa, all of that comes into creating the atmosphere that you're trying to convey for your guest, and it shows from the persons that you have chosen to work with you. Very, very warm individuals, very warm space. I hope that you get all of the business that you are looking for. I do pray that your atmosphere is always filled with peace and that nothing that is there to try to cause disharmony will be able to even cross the doors. That is what I am hoping for you. And if for some reason someone is able to cross the doors, it's because there's someone that's there to receive assistance and get free. You know, sometimes a simple shampoo can lead to an SEM, or somatic emotional release response, and free a person up because it's all in the touch. And touch therapy is so very important nowadays because people don't interact with others on a regular basis. So that time there is critical for a lot of people, whether they realize it or not. So again, thank you so very much for taking the time to get on today. I hope that we will have a follow-up in the future, at which point we'll be able to actually be both on at the same time. And, oh, yeah, I wanted to remind everyone also, $10 off your first visit there. So there's no excuses. No excuses. $10 off your first visit. So if you're in the Raleigh area, take the time to stop in and find out what excellent service really looks like, feels like, smells like. And, yes, enjoy the day. Thank you so much for being on today, Kiana. And thank you again. If there's anything else you'd like to close out with, this opportunity, aside from that, we will say thank you to everyone that's taking the time to listen to this today. And if you don't get to listen to any of the segments that you've been meaning to listen to, remember to hit follow after the link, through the link that you clicked on to access this today, and you'll be able to access any of the segments at any time that you desire. Thank you again and have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.